Maybe you could just explain how you got started in journalism and how and when you became involved in working for Radio Free Iraq.
I worked with journalism after Saddam's regime fell, and worked with the Al-Mu'tamar newspaper. It's for Al-Mu'tamar party for Ahmad Shalabi. Then after maybe 6 or 7 months, there is a chance to work with the RFI. I went to their office in Baghdad and talked to the people there, and they tested me. I write some stories for them and already sent here in Prague, and our colleagues here listened to my reports and they said, okay, you can start with us. And it's really not just to find job. It's the main reason why I work with the RFI, but because their idea, they started before Saddam regime's failed in Iraq, and maybe I hated Saddam regime so much. So, and this is the first idea, because there is many chances with other media organization in Iraq, but what organization you should be work with them, and the balance in the report is something perfect. Nobody push you to do this or this or this.
So you've been working since 2003?
Maybe 2004.
2004.
Yeah.
Okay. And your position now is?
Maybe coordinator.
In Baghdad,
in
yes.
In Baghdad, yeah.
Okay. And then just talking about the bureau in Baghdad, how many work there?
Maybe we are 11 journalists working with the RFI in Baghdad.
Are they old, young? Do they come mainly from Baghdad area, or do they come from other parts of Iraq?
All, most of them, they are Baghdadian, from Baghdad, you know. And they have different, almost have bachelor degree or PhD degree in media. Maybe we have two or three journalists like this, and the others they have another bachelor degree like me. I have a bachelor degree in biology. Yeah.
Okay.
But because I like write, sometimes I write something, so I will went to work with the journalism.
Okay. You could just explain what you see as the biggest challenge for your reporters in reporting stories in Iraq. Is it maybe security challenges, hostility from officials, or competition from other organizations?
Maybe the security situation is being the main challenge for the not just me, for the reporters or journalists in Iraq. But sometimes we say the security situation being more better, but the fact, you know, we afraid because the armed group, we call them in Iraq sleep cells, you know.
Yeah.
What that mean.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be waking every moment. They can do what they want or something like this. But almost the security situation, it will be more better than this is the effect. Sometimes we took something we can talked about it before 1 year, you know. And then there is another challenge for us, because the politicals and the hate parties, sometimes, you know, there is a difficult way to deal with them, or we know the Iraqis knows really. Almost of parties, they have militias, and we're afraid about assassination or something. And the important things, the security people in Iraq, they don't have enough human rights education, how to deal with the reporters. So many times, sometimes they hit the reporters, they put them in the jails or something like this. And it is difficult, and it's a new challenge for us, because before that they said we like the journalists, we want to keep them in the safe side. But in fact, you know, there is another thing they are doing with
right.
the journalists, yeah.
So now you would say behavior on the part of officials, with that, is that just towards Radio Free Iraq journalists, or would you say it's toward,
no,
in general,
no,
all Iraqi journalists
all
face
Iraqi
this
journalists,
problem?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we have some special thing because our radio, it's American organization, and it's been more difficult for us, because the idea there, if you work with the American organization, even if it was balanced or don't hate any side, something like that, but you are still working with the American, and this is the point, you are working with the American. And this is difficult things for us, because some people thinking about us like spy or
really?
Agent, spy agent, something like this, yeah.
So this the problem of, you know, Iraqis maybe being skeptical of Radio Free Iraq because of its American association with the
yeah,
government.
Yeah.
Are you able to overcome that, or how do you work to maybe convince the listeners that
mm-hmm.
you are objective
mm-hmm.
despite your funding?
So maybe it's a strange thing, if you know, many of listeners don't know what the budget of our RFI came from, and we discussed this with the our supervisor here to put name in Arabic. Even if you you can watch my ID, it's they write in Arabic.
Uh-huh.
Radio Free Iraq.
Sure.
It's mean Ida'at al-Araq al-Hur. It's maybe Iraqi radio. They really don't know. It is from American or something like this.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we kept ourselves by safe side when dealing, even sometimes with the armed groups, you know.
Would you say most Iraqis wouldn't find it a problem?
Maybe 65% from them, they didn't know.
Okay.
But they like Radio Free Iraq, you know, because our subjects, our balance, you know what's happening in Iraq before maybe 2 or 3 months, something like fighting between Sunni and Shia, and this is the great thing, the RFI make balance, not like other organizations, they sometimes, almost of them, took the wrong way, take sides, yeah.
Radio Free Iraq is, you've done many stories about the training of Iraqi journalists
mm-hmm.
and reporters. There's been many conferences, some training sessions that you've reported on. And so during your time working for Radio Free Iraq, last 3 or 4 years, how have you seen the quality of Iraqi journalists progress? Have they made progress in, you know, fairness and quality of reporting, doing good investigations? Or is there still...
You know, there is two sides, one positive and one negative, because there is many, maybe 30 or 40 media in Iraq, and not all of us have a high quality, you know. So there is a bad media and there is a good media. But really, in my opinion, I found the Iraqi journalists will be more better than maybe 4 years now.
So there has been a lot of progress.
Yeah.
And what would you say would be the biggest problem in continuing to develop Iraqi journalism?
Maybe money.
Money?
Yeah. Because native or nation media pay a little bit money for the journalists, and the journalists don't care about developing themselves or something like this.
Okay.
And they kept in the same level. But there is some civilian society, something like this, to develop journalists in Iraq. But, you know, there is a few days for developing. It's not enough to develop journalists and let them make a good report. But we have now maybe one or three training NGOs here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're setting up training.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Are Radio Free Iraq's journalists frequently in the middle of perhaps dangerous situations or in the proximity of violent events?
We have many journalists give our radio like this situation. Before that, our colleagues, Jumana, before she left Iraq services, she was in the same situations, the security police coming to opening or something like the bomb.
Just to defuse a bomb?
Yeah, and she will be there, she make a report about there. Once I be near the bombed car and there is explosions, I make report. Once I be near from Al Qaeda, armed group, in the beginning, really, and the first one I work would be RFI. There is some attack between them and American forces and Iraqi forces. I'll be there. It's just not I decided to be there.
Just to
it's
be
just
there.
Happened for me. Sometimes I think many of our colleagues, we have this same situation, but how chance to cover it that and make live maybe to our radio, it's not almost time.
Right.
You know?
What would you say is the most influential story that Radio Free Iraq has covered in the past year? Which story that you've broadcast has had the most impact in Iraq?
The Iraqi likes politics, economists, and humanity stories, or humanity stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. About me, I covered just security, economists, and politics. Maybe, or I'm sure there is a good from our colleagues to cover humanity stories about how life for to the people,
yeah,
or something like this. But for me, for last year, really I don't remember because there is many stories,
of course.
Thousands of stories. Yeah, maybe not last year. Maybe before, I think 5 years. I had good exclusive,
yeah,
things because I know the cabinet for the government before they were set to another media organization.
Ah.
And this is the interesting thing.
Okay.
Because Al Maliki, I know him. Now he's the prime minister. Before,
mm-hmm,
he was prime minister, he was a parliament member, and there is a good relation between me and him. And there is the first maybe elected government,
mm-hmm,
when Ibrahim Jaafari was the prime minister, and they want him to make his cabinet, and there is a meeting for the Shia Altitude, or yeah, and this meeting it's well, they put the final names for the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, and they will restart the or complete their meeting in the morning. So in the morning here, I called Maliki and I said I want some informations about the cabinet. Something he said, okay, if you want, you can come to this place. I'll wait you. And I took all the information from him before another media.
So he gave you all the names before anyone else?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes, maybe the log of our RFI, they said here, it's not important things you brought exclusive things more than you'll be you're sure from the informations. And this is sometimes make me upset because I have, yeah, really,
yeah.
Because I have exclusive things, but I can't talk about it
because
to be sure and take analyst and something like this, maybe
right.
The after 1 or 2 days. And one time when Al-Maliki, he's a prime minister, and he went to Turkey, the first visiting to Turkey, and I know that he will sign a document. He didn't never ever told anybody about it, to give the Turkish green light to about the border in Iraq,
right.
About maybe 20 or 30 kilometers to fight PPK. Yeah. And when I talked with my editor, I have this information. I have one from Shia politics, from the Aitilaf Shia. I recorded his voice, and I remember what he said. Late, be careful with this report, because there is a complex situation between politics, and we will be maybe do something like this. Yeah. And after maybe, even I asked Al-Maliki when he returned back about this, he said, no, we never discussed this issue. But I know he discussed this. And this is, I think, interesting thing. For us, if you want to be clever journalist in Iraq, you should have a good relationship with the politics, with the economist, to know what happened before it happened. And I think I'll get like this, and that's maybe make me successful in my job.
Do you want to add anything else about yourself or about this? Any interesting facts about the service?
About myself, it's I think it's a good chance to visit it or visiting our radio station, the head office. Maybe I'll several times. Maybe my other colleagues want to come here and watch the how their work going on. And what the situation here, what
training.
The training, something like this. I think they need that. That's what it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.